This is NPR's Life in Berlin. German journalist Holger Stark spent almost 4 years in Washington, D.C. as a correspondent for the news magazine Der Spiegel. During this time, he reported on a Tea Party summit in Des Moines, Iowa. The year was 2015, and Donald Trump was a guest speaker. Stark was among a small group of journalists who met Trump after his speech.
And he said that his children are now old enough and grown up, so he can look forward to do something new, and that the NBC contract has expired. So he clearly was trying to explain and also to see how the reaction was, that he developed political ambitions.
Stark shares his anecdote with fellow reporters in Berlin. The Journalist Association of Berlin-Brandenburg invited Stark, now one of the editors-in-chief for Die Zeit, to talk about his time in the U.S. and the American president's rocky relationship with the media.
One of the lessons that we all learned or should have learned from the election campaign is that maybe often political journalism is too close to the political establishment, especially in Washington. It's an in-circle. You want to belong to that circle. It's access journalism. And I think that leaves the impression to the people that journalism is not doing its duty to control and to criticize the powerful.
Most of the questions to the award-winning investigative journalist this evening revolve around the handling of Donald Trump. Is it okay to compare him to Turkish President Erdogan when it comes to freedom of the press? I wanted to know how he views the objectivity of German journalists.
In Germany, it's kind of hard to treat Trump in an objective way because the German audience overall sees him really bad.
Nevertheless, he says,
journalism should not take his declaration of war. He said the media is the opposition party. Journalists shouldn't go to war. They shouldn't have a battle with the present. They should report tough. So what I would like to see is tough reporting with good sources, shining light on the policies of the White House, on the chaos that this administration is producing, and not to attack him on a personal level.
Among the attendees of the journalist talk is German-American Randolph Carr. Carr studied media and communication science. He mainly consumes American media, but is interested in how the German journalists approach Trump.
Really, there's a kind of a self-reflection and self-critique going on. That's very different kind of here on this side of the Atlantic as it is on the other side.
Given the challenges journalists face in reporting on the new U.S. administration, Carr says,
so I think there is an opportunity for the media outlets to take this kind of windfall that they've received and invested into a sustainable kind of business model for the next 4 years, at least, of covering Trump.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.